You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
As we approach the final game at Highmark Stadium, we're looking at the very first game at Highmark Stadium. And Dominic, you were there. What were your memories of that very first game?
The great irony in that I will be able to say, Tom, that I was at the very first game at Highmark, and I will be at the very last coming up this Sunday. The very first game was August of 73. It was a preseason game against the Washington then Redskins. And I had gotten two tickets, and I convinced my father to go down with me. Now, mind you, I don't think they were as sophisticated as they are now with traffic control, because the throughway was a virtual parking lot all the way there. And getting into the parking lot was another challenge, so much so that my father was nervous about how we were going to get home and whether we were going to get home in a reasonable time. So we actually left early before the game ended just to try to beat the rush. It was that bad of a traffic jam. It was a very uneventful game. It was, of course, wonderful to be able to be in a brand new building. And I think about it every time I go to the games now that I was there day one. And again, as I said, I'll be there when it ends this Sunday.
How challenging was the traffic that day for that first game?
It was probably the worst traffic jam I can safely say I've ever been in. We toyed with the idea of bailing out several times, but persevered. And so much so that when we got there, I think the game already had started. So it was that kind of deal. And like I said, I think they've gotten it somewhat perfected as to dealing with the traffic now. You know, we can get in and out of there in a half an hour, and that's all the way back home to Clarence too, which is quite a remarkable feat.
The stadium itself, walking in there for that first game, what were your impressions, your first impressions of Highmark Stadium?
Well, just like when we look at the new Highmark now, you have that sense of wow as to how amazing and awesome it is, it was. And you know how we look at it now as a derelict building that needs to go. It's funny how, you know, times have changed. The look and feel of stadiums has changed. But back then, just like our new one being state-of-the-art, it was state-of-the-art too.
And looking ahead to the new Highmark Stadium, what are you anticipating? What are you looking to see?
Well, we're certainly hoping for better sight lines. Our seats now, we find that everybody stands in order to be able to see. And one of the biggest things when we bought our new licenses for our seats is we hope we can sit through a game.
Now, those who went to that first game received a special souvenir. Please tell us about that.
Yes. We each got a little gold color, kind of aluminum weighted coin commemorating the opening day of Rich Stadium. I've been spending my spare moments trying to find it, and I haven't been able to locate it yet, but I do have set in my memory as to that that token that was given out to all the visitors.
When you saw that that token, they gave that to you, were you thinking this might be worth something someday? It was worth something to hang on to?
You know, good question, Tom. I think when you got it, as you get any kind of souvenir when you come through the gates now, it's a nice memento, a nice memory. And I always thought, you know, I need to hold on to this because you never know what it might be worth someday. And, of course, I can't find it.
but from the first game in 1973 to the final game this coming Sunday, what do you think improved at the stadium in addition to the traffic?
Well, actually, I didn't see much over the years of Infera's improvements. And in fact, you know, it's always been the challenge as to finding, you know, what you're looking for as far as the right beer and the right food. We're hopeful in the new building, of course, those issues are going to be resolved. But you know, it's always been, you know, kind of the tried and true trip every game day to do the obligatory tailgate and then march in to our seats and hopefully pray for no rain.
What did you think of the decision to not have a dome?
Well, that's one of my biggest regrets, I think, of my life, that we're going to have to live through the next 30 years of being out in the elements. Our seats are not undercover, which is another irony in that the lesser expensive seats are undercover. So we'll be getting wet if it rains.
Dominic, anything else I've left out of you care to add?
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.